Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's Guerrilla Radio time here on Wednesday, September the 6th. And today we've got open lines. You can call in 347-855-8301. Press 1 for the pot button. We're going to talk about this hurricanes frenzy. I mean, these hurricanes are all over the place. And looks like there's two more following this big Irma, which is this big Category 5. Well, the intro will be back in a couple minutes. This is your host, Anarchy Austin Thomas. My lovely wife, Lisa Thomas. She's out of town in Colorado. I love her to death. And a shout out to my brother-in-law, Charles Brumfield, and his girlfriend and their two dogs that are getting hammered as we speak in Puerto Rico. To just let you guys, you're definitely in our prayers. I'm just, you know, this hurricane is just an amazing story. I mean, it's just shows God's power, shows the power of Mother Nature, the Creator. It's just overwhelmingly huge. 32 straight hours as we speak of 180-mile-an-hour plus winds. It's a Category 5. I heard words in the Virgin Islands that went through there. It's pretty devastating. Three people reportedly killed. But the mayor there on the islands is talking about confiscating the guns and ammo. That's never a good thing when you hear stuff like that. But prayers to everyone affected. And we're not forgetting of the people that are still struggling through Harvey either. Our prayers are with you too. And seeing a lot of great anarchist and voluntarist going on there in Texas and Louisiana. It's a proven fact that the actual voluntarists are working together are far more effective than FEMA and these government agencies that just skim so much money. So many people, like I saw a video, a guy actually loading water and formula in that he couldn't afford using his Bitcoin. I wish I had it up there. Going out there, making multiple trips, as long as people, you know, helped and donated back to him. Just people in boats. I mean, this gives me faith in humanity when I see things like this. We're talking multicultural, everybody is all working together. And there's a big one coming with this Irma, and there's a couple behind there. See my friend 336. I think I know who this is with their hand up. Welcome to Guerrilla Radio.
Oh, what's up, Austin? I've got some things I want to share to you. Hey, guess what? I've been on YouTube on one. Have you ever researched the dark web, the hidden internet where everything is hidden? were not indexed by search engines. I watched the video. Crypto anarchists have everything they said is actually coming true. You know?
Well, yeah, they
have
these,
you ever
these,
watched?
There's enough garbage on the interwebs I'm dealing with now. I don't know.
You know what I use? I kind of use Tor to hide out. No one can track me down to find out what I'm doing online. It's impossible to track me to figure out which website I'm using to find out what I'm doing. It's impossible, Austin.
Well,
I like use it to hide.
You know, but there's a lot of covert shady shit that's still going on in the dark web too. I mean, nowhere is foolproof. Nowhere is safe anymore. I'm just trying to keep this show on the rails for this Irma and these two other hurricanes that are following behind it. Looks like there's going to be a couple more hurricanes building up. And I mean, it's not looking good.
Thinking about the hurricanes, I said, oh, man, I said, God, man. I mean, if I look into God's mind, I understand where God's coming from, all the stuff America's doing, all the greed and corruption going on. No wonder God's so mad. America is going to feel the wrath of God, that hurricane, I tell you that. That was awful.
This one's even more powerful than the one that hit the Houston area. I put some posts on there. I mean, I don't rule anything out of the realm of possibility anymore. Nothing.
It is possible. It's Paul.
Well, yeah, they could be enhancing these storms. There's anything. I mean, they've got this Jose and Katia. These are all going on with this Irma. So they've got these three major storm systems in the Atlantic right now. One of them's a Category 5. It's looking like these other two can change into hurricanes, too.
Holy shit, Austin. It's been enhanced by Harp. I swear to God, I know that's what it is from the get-go.
Nothing would be shocking to me. They got this 5-day forecast of Irma. They got this thing landing on and bombarding Florida.
Is it heading towards North Carolina?
It could spin up towards you in North Carolina. You don't know what these things. These storms are fickle.
That's what
and
I
they
was
got this
thinking.
Behind it, they got they got this tropical storm Jose behind it. Jose became the 10th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season on Tuesday. It is currently has wind speeds of around 60 miles an hour, but the National Hurricane Center predicts it will become a hurricane later on Wednesday. And it just did come into hurricane status. I mean, this is a day old I'm putting up. It's out at sea. It's heading west at a speed of about 13 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center has not currently put out any watches or warnings, but has said that authorities in the Leeward Islands, a group of islands also known as the Lesser Antilles in particular, should monitor the storm. Some of the Leeward Islands, such as Barbuda and U.S. Virgin Islands, have either been affected or expected to be hit by Irma, which they did. Yeah, did you hear there's whispers in the Virgin Islands that they want to grab the guns and the ammo?
Yeah,
and there's another storm. This other tropical storm, Katia. A depression that formed in the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday is strengthening overnight to become Tropical Storm Catio by Wednesday morning. It's already a tropical storm. It's got speeds of up to 60 miles an hour, located off the east coast of Mexico. The storm is moving very slowly, unfortunately, and predicted to remain offshore on Friday morning. But it could hit Mexico by the weekend. It will lead to heavy rain and flooding in eastern Mexico. And the NHC said a tropical storm watch would be issued for parts of the state of Veracruz later on Wednesday. Man,
hey,
these storms
I
are
was
just
thinking,
going nuts, bro.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's horrible, dude. This weather modification.
It could well be. I'm not ruling anything out. I'm going to bring in 910's got their hand up. I'm going to bring them in, too.
I had to bring up these conspiracy theories, man.
Hello?
Who's this? Yeah,
Corby.
910. Hey,
Corby,
Corby, what's up, buddy?
How are you?
Good. I'm glad you called in. I mean, we were discussing earlier in the day about you were talking to me. Hold on, Brandon. You were talking to me about the path of the nuclear power plants that this big storm may be pushing through.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that in particular. I have a guy named Richard Dunn who's about to call in, and he's in Massachusetts, and he's an expert on this stuff. He's talking about weather modification and the Chinese dam that affected the tectonic plates.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that cool link. Okay, I'm with you now. Yeah, that would be great. He's going to call in?
Yeah, I'll call him right now. I just sent him your link to get online. He hasn't been on before, so I told him about it a little bit, and he has a lot of background.
Yeah, just have him call. Just have him call this number, Corby. Can you message him or shoot him a message? Just have him call this number.
Yeah.
Just tell me what his area code is, and I'll bring him in.
Yeah, he's Massachusetts. I'm not sure. I'll get back with you in a minute, okay?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Thanks.
All right, great, bud.
Bye. See, there you go. There you go, Brandon. Corby's going to be back with his buddy. We're going to talk about the geoengineering aspect of all this.
Oh, I wanted to bring this up, man. Hey, Austin, I miss you since I'm not on Facebook. I'm hiding out. I took off like a ghost. I said, oh, this lady was insane. She said she's going to send the CIA to Australia to find me. I started laughing. I said, you are so dumb. You fell for my trick. I threw you off my tracks thanks to Tor. Oh, they were mad as heck after I trolled those government agents. They're mad as much. They're butthole crying. After I win the fight, I'll walk away. There's no need to play in their childish games.
Well, looks like we're going to be getting a call from Massachusetts, and we're going to be getting into this HARP thing. I just wanted to go back to my post because I actually did weather modification. We've got Operation Popeye. Did you know about Operation Popeye? What that was about?
I had no idea what was Operation Popeye.
All right, I'm gonna fill you in on Operation Popeye while we're getting our thing. Operation Popeye is Project Controlled Weather Popeye / Motor Pool / Intermediary Compatriot. Was a highly classified weather modification program in Southeast Asia during 1967 to 1972. The cloud seeding operation during the Vietnam War ran from March 20, 1967 until July 5, 1972 in an attempt to extend the monsoon season, specifically over areas of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. The operation was used to induce rain and extend the East Asian monsoon season in support of U.S. government efforts related to the war in Southeast Asia. The former U.S. Secretary of Defense, Robert S. McNamara, was aware there might be objections raised by the international scientific community, but said in a memo to the president that such objections had not been in the past been a basis for prevention of military activities considered to be in the interests of U.S. national security. The chemical weather modification program was conducted from Thailand over Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam, and allegedly sponsored by Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and CIA without the authorization of the Secretary of Defense Melvin Laird, who had categorically denied to Congress that a program for modification of the weather for use as a tactical weapon ever existed. There we go. All right, Ike 781. I think this is Corby's friend. I know 910. This is Corby. Hey, 718, is this Massachusetts? Are you Corby's friend?
I am Corby's friend. This is Massachusetts. How do you do, sir? Your name is Austin, I believe.
Good, good. Do you want to use your name or do you want to remain anonymous?
I definitely want to use my name. My name is Richard. Pardon?
Okay, Richard. Last name?
My name, if I could, I would like to say my full name. My name is Richard Dunn. I wrote a book. I've written two of them. Nobody wants to publish. Okay. I'm in the computer industry.
What?
All right.
All right. Oh, I got some background noise. That's you, Brandon, or Corby?
Oh, I'm going outside for the background noise, man. Sorry about that. That was my friend Dave.
Right, no
we
problem.
Was talking about stuff. Hey, that's his
all
Operation
right,
Popeye.
Yeah, Richard Dunn's online. He's written a couple books about weather modification. So I'm going to put you on hold, Brandon. Listen up.
I did a little bit more than write on just weather modification. People haven't wanted to publish them. I got them through a guy in military intelligence. They were copied to the Rothschild Bank in Switzerland, one of the people that's tied to the directors. They were also copied to the Grey Pope. I'm sorry, the Black Pope, Second Louis, as they were demand notes, among other strange things. I've had an interesting life. Okay, part of the... Pardon? I'm sorry, what?
I think we've talked before, Richard.
I don't think we have.
Maybe we have. Maybe it was back in the past, about 4 or 5 years ago, I think we talked, but I don't know. I'm an old man. My brain is foggy at times, too, so carry on. I'm sorry.
I'm 64. I don't know if I got you beat or not.
Yeah, you got me beat by 6 years. So 8 years.
Anyways, what happened was, I pulled a number of patents. I got four of them, and they're in the supercomputer area. And I specialize in things that other people can't or won't do. Okay? I have a certain reputation. I'm kind of like a no-nonsense kind of guy. And when I dig down, I find things that other people really don't want to be found. And I found out something that was very interesting. And it's in the book that nobody wants to have, to publish. And this book needs to be published desperately. It also tells you who the heck Obama is and the back history on him, and nobody, it's not pretty. But let's stick to the topic again. And, okay, people ask me, this whole thing has to do with supercomputers, what you're dealing with. And this whole thing was done, and it was done intentionally. And what you're dealing with is a Lamborghini. And we're just popping the clutch. This thing can take the whole planet apart. Literally. All right, it was designed to do so. Pardon? Okay, now, it turns out, I don't like the Chinese because of this, and I got in trouble on Quora. We're going to kind of fill in a few blanks with some stupid people here. And by the way, for my trouble, I had the FBI call on me in my house with a state trooper. Out of the Lakeville office, I said, of the FBI. They found out my information was better than their information. because there was a guy that was flying in and out of the United States from, well, let's just say this whole thing has to do with the dam. You know the dam over in China? Part of what my
Whoa.
Book did, pardon?
Go ahead. Yeah, what did you expose in your books?
Well, I may go to hell for what I'm going to do, but you know the guy, you ever see the Mothman Chronicles, the movie?
The what Chronicles?
Mothman Chronicles. The guy.
The Martian Chronicle.
No, the Mothman Chronicles.
Oh, Mothman. Okay, I got you.
Guy that did that movie read my book. We went to the wall, a negotiation four times. And if people knew what he turned down, the whole thing he turned down because he would not give me a writer saying that this, the book, could not, I wanted it so it could not be sold to Obama because it says who Obama is in there. And part of this book also gets into how this was done as to what's going on with the weather pattern.
You mean what's going on now with these hurricanes?
Yes.
Well,
the reason
I know that they've been doing a little modification with what's been happening
a little
with these storms.
They're doing major modification. You just don't know it. Okay, you
so
think
fill me
doing...
in. What don't I know?
Well, it turns out I put up a thing, okay, that everybody wants. And what it is, okay, they once asked Baby Floyd, this is how this came about, my background. Once asked, what do you call it, Babyface Nelson, why he robbed banks. He said that's where the money is. So what I did was, you know how you can't put computers on top of each other because you can't get to the one in the middle? Right?
Right.
Okay, I figured if you put them, they go around in a circle, okay, when your kid playing them on the tracks with, you know, the HO or whatever, you know, vinyl, whatever, and you can stack them, okay, now you got them 2D, and if you, or put them parallel to each other, now you have them 3D, and if you put the computers in the little cars, you now have a computer that can go in 3D and you can reconfigure it, and you can bring the problems to you for working on them, the rest of it. I own the patents on this. I'm not considered stupid. Pardon?
I said damn.
So you can get to the one in
the middle.
Yeah,
I'm not a computer guru by any means, so don't get me lost.
But you
understand,
you understand what I just said?
Yes. Right.
I own that outright. And different people want me to have it made overseas, and I'm trying to get the Americans to make it, and people don't want it made in the United States because I believe they're going to destroy the United States. That's what this is all about. So anyways,
well,
because of
think this is about destroying the United States?
I guarantee it. And I know who did it, and I know how they did it. And that's in the book. Interesting, right?
Very interesting. How do I get a hold of this book?
Well, I was looking for a publisher, but I may have to just throw it out there myself. I need somebody to, put a cover on it and the rest of the crap, but it's ready to go. It's kept me poor because they didn't, well, not poor, broke. And now I'm trying to put other stuff out there, which, by the way, well, what happened was basically on the computer stuff, you know the graphene and all that stuff, the hexagonal geometry, 32% of speed of light.
Yeah, I know about a little bit about physics.
Okay, what happened was I saw it coming, and the English pulled, Manchester University pulled the patents. I'm sorry, they didn't pull the patents. They pulled the Nobels. Well, I saw it coming, and I pulled the patents on the geometry of what it is. So I used hexagonal geometry on the freight cars for what I just described and the circuitry that goes in it, which I'm having a thing with the patent office over that, et cetera, which I'm not going to go into right now because that's still pending. But they had no prior art,
right.
So they really have reason to deny me. But anyways, okay, so I was looking for something big enough to see who was in charge of the whole situation as to who's making the mess. And if you want to know a little bit more about it, go to interconnectednessofallthings.com. And you're going to find some stuff you're not going to like. But anyways, what happened is because I was into the computer stuff on the high end, the computers I was interested started around $390 million. Like I said, Babyface Nelson, why do you rob the banks? Well, the reason I look at this stuff is because that's where the money is. $390 million beats, you know, something at the corner store, right? It's a nice round number. I can deal with that. That's what I do. I look for the things that are impossible, and I figure ways out of things that nobody else can get out of. Because of this, I was looking at on the top end, and I noticed something. The largest supercomputer in the world was being built, and it was around $390 million. And the Chinese were building it. Okay? And what I'm going to tell you was in the book.
Wait. While we're on this, what was about what? I'm going to bring in another friend, but I want you to continue your story. But I just want to interject this. What was that big thing that looked like a harp array in the Gobi Desert that the Chinese had going on? Does this tie into your story?
Well, I can tell you. I didn't know about that one, but I know everybody's got one, and I know why they got them. This is part of the weather modification, and I'm going to get into the whole thing. I don't really know. See, most of the politicians, the rest of it, they're not there based on their ability. In other words, the whole thing is inverted. They're based on their compliance. And your government is not your government. Your government is not your government.
Of course not.
So anyways.
Well, you're talking to an anarchist, so I despise government. And 801, you're hot, too.
Well, before we go too much further into the House of Mirrors, where everybody gets confused and lost.
Go ahead.
One of the largest supercomputers in the world was recently put into operation up the street from Fort Williams at the NSA spying base at Bluffdale, Utah. It's a 6 million square foot supercomputer sits up above Interstate 80 just to the west of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I know.
I know the people who built it, and I saw where they trained the technicians to operate it all in the basement, the sub-basements of Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. And no, this isn't conspiracy theory. My eyeballs were in the computer labs. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we keep talking about these things called dollars, they don't exist. There are no dollars. It's all reserve notes and keystrokes
right.
in the world's central bank computer systems. This money thing's a big myth. Now, on to a third point. The harp arrays that everybody's freaking foaming at the mouth at are used to communicate with our nuclear submarine fleet. They broadcast what are known as ULF frequencies, which are ultra-low frequencies. They bounce it off the ionosphere and can communicate 24/7 in an instant with our nuclear sub platforms that are roaming the world's oceans. Wait a minute, hold on, let me finish. No, I don't want to get off into confusion.
All right, then I'm going to give it back to Richard.
Urban myth and flat earth crap and bullshit, everybody. Let's talk about some facts. You're not controlling the conversation because that's what disinformation agents do. You're full of shit, dude.
Well,
no,
I'm
going
to give it back
to
Richard.
Wipe this guy out, man.
No.
Take him. Don't worry about
him. Richard.
Go ahead.
Judson Powell. Judson. Judson's all right. Hey, hold on, Richard. Richard, we're gonna give the floor back to Richard Judson, and you guys are gonna go back and forth. It's all good. It's all gonna come out.
Go.
I want the floor.
So I'm gonna give.
Go.
You got the floor again, Richard.
Thank you.
Richard Dunn has the floor.
What happened was, the Chinese parliament voted on this computer, and they voted on the dam. They gave a thumbs up, two-thirds. One-third on the dam voted against it. When they designed the computer, nobody could figure it out for the simple reason it didn't have a purpose. It didn't fit with anything. There was nothing that it was specialized to do. It only had one program that ran on it. That program, where they were awarded the Baldwin Award. Breach of the crust of the planet Earth.
Who owns China? Who owns China?
It's a complicated question, but I can do it. But I'm going to stay on track. I'm not going down one of your little rabbit holes.
No, no, no. It's not a rabbit hole. It's a secret holding company.
A rabbit hole until we finish one part of the conversation. We have to stay on track.
Let him finish, Judson. Okay, Richard. So the only purpose of this computer. Hold on. The only purpose of this computer. I want you to repeat it again.
It's one. It only runs about 30% of the time. It only has one program that runs on it. They gave the Baldwin Award of supercomputing for it. It runs a program, based on seismology as a predictive behavior of seismology and breach of the crust.
Okay.
Volcanoes.
Okay.
When you're ready.
Go ahead. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. The issue is called the Baldwin Award for it, which... that paid a whole $10,000. This is in the book. This is not a joke. Every time they had a computer system that they came up with that did not meet specification as to what was predicted, as to what they needed, which this is a brute force system, by the way. Okay? What they did was they walked away from that computer. In other words, these guys were walking away from computer after computer after computer after computer. They just shut the door, let the cobwebs in, and they were done with that until they hit this one. What I did in the book is I mapped the sequence of the plates between the dam, which, by the way, everybody wonders why they're having a problem over in Italy. There's a reason, because the Trans-Eurasian plate reaches all the way from the dam, all the way over to Italy, to Naples.
The supercomputer is monitoring the Earth's crust, movement of the Earth's crust, and they're keeping this the size of this Trans-Eurasian tectonic plate a secret from everybody and the motion of what's going on.
What I did is I mapped the whole sequence from point to point throughout every one of the plates. I mapped all of the contracts and the individuals that were involved and what the professors from Canada, China, every place had to say about this thing. I also mapped the sequence of events in the book. Interesting book, right?
Yeah, it sounds interesting to me. What do
the
you
FBI,
think, Judson?
When they came, wait a minute, hear me out. The FBI, when they came to my house, they came to arrest me. They thought I was trying to get information out of the guy that was flying in and out of China. Okay?
What?
And what he was flying in and out And he was working on the war games. He had told me he had been sheep dipped. Which means that they assigned him a persona, and that persona was an artificial persona. He was actually not really an American.
Wow.
And I took in certain people for what I knew, which I'm putting my life at risk at this point. You do realize this, yes? Just a little, right?
Yeah, it sounds like pretty hairy and some deep rabbit holes. What you think, Judson?
Well, to make a very long story short, as long as it's not a flat Earth and the plates are round, I guess we're good to go.
Okay, I'll take it as a compliment. Weird, it's a left-handed compliment if I ever heard one, but I'll take it. Anyways,
I don't believe we have any flat earthers on the line here. I got Corby, I got Richard, and you. I don't think. I'm speaking for myself. I don't believe in a flat Earth, so
I'm not on that. I'm bored with that one myself. But okay.
Let me jump in here a little bit with John Kennedy's warning to the world about the secret societies. Remember Kennedy was going to tell everybody before they splattered him all over Dallas?
Yeah, I know
right.
about that.
That's who's running the world. Kennedy was fixing to spill the beans on the international bankers.
Can I tell you something? That's yesterday. Can I tell you something? It's progressed so much
today.
More.
It's going on right now. It's going on tonight.
Look, can I tell you something?
Well, I know it is, but go ahead, interject here, Richard. I know I made a note of it. It starts with the banking cabals. You got the military-industrial complex and covert government agencies. That's who's running the world anymore.
Look,
the financiers behind this Chinese computer that he's talking about, the people with the financial wherewithal to engage in these kinds of science.
Can I ask you something? Seriously, you two. Seriously. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Have you guys ever dealt with them?
Yes. Been doing it for 40 years.
What's the maximum you ever were offered?
The maximum I was ever offered?
Yeah.
Let's see. I could go home. They couldn't make a case against me, so they had to let me go.
When you're ready.
Well, they tried to railroad me into prison for the rest of my life and totally destroy me. U.S. Right. Secret Service and the Department of Justice and the FBI did everything they could shut me the hell up. They're still trying to do it.
Look, can I tell you something?
Yeah, I know.
The most I was ever offered for what I have on the computer shit to date is half a T. And then that was with, I won't say who it was, but... bottom line, you get to the point where they don't want, what they're asking for is really your soul. I've actually been offered to, they wanted me to sign in blood. Look, this thing about...
Richard,
yeah.
who's writing the checks and who's cashing them?
I hope to stay alive after this, so I don't want to answer that question, but I didn't take the money, I will tell you that. What I've been doing... and figuring out who runs the whole thing and where all the rabbit holes are. And what I found out is the thing that everybody's afraid of, okay, here's what it is. You write about the secret societies and the rest of it, and I'm not a fan, okay? That's the kind of thing. And I write some pretty hairy stuff about them that a lot of people would not like, all right, particularly them. I got no respect for them at all. This is, you're in a situation, okay, here's the way it works. This is my experience. The court systems that you have are not the true court systems. There is a three-tier court system. And by the way, if you go out, you really want to go out to interconnectedness of all things.com. You can't really connect to me there, I don't think, right now. But actually, there's a telephone number. But anyways, what you can do is you can read what it is I wrote as a series of memes that actually come out of the book. And what it is, all right, they intend to destroy the whole mess. I mean, they seriously do, but you have to understand why. This whole thing leads offshore. I mean, really offshore. Okay? It gets crazy offshore. In other words, you guys ever see the movie Jupiter Ascending?
No, I've never seen that one.
You want to see it? It's a lot of lies in there, but there's truth in there, too. I mean, they never give you one without the other for plausible deniability. Okay? Bottom line, we are surrounded with life on and off world. All right? We've got company, and they don't like us. And bottom line, they want what we have. And they're willing to kill for it. From everything I know, the Chinese don't come from here. If you look up the Mahabharata, you'll find out they do not come from here. Okay? You'll find out.
Okay.
In the Mahabharata, the king of Siam is getting his tutu kicked. So what happens is he brings in let's just call it the Obama race. And they come from the Sirius Star group. And if you don't believe it, back in the 60s, there was the Sirius Mystery. And in the Sirius Mystery, the blacks of the Dogon tribe in sub-Saharan Africa are claiming to come from the Sirius Star group. The guy that's the head of the Naval Observatory at the time, he goes and he does a moiré pattern on the star system. He finds out that there's two stars there and nobody knew it, except these guys knew it. In the end, Allah tells you he's the lord of the star system Sirius. So they're walking around in front of you as your enemies, killing you by inches. And if you ever notice anything about these guys, they always do everything in threes. So everybody's looking at the Masons, for instance. And everybody knows the Edinburgh Rite, and everybody knows about the York Rite, but what they don't understand, the original Rite is supposed to be from Egypt, and that's the Third Rite. And they're the ones.
Well,
that's the one.
I'm not going for the you know, aliens agenda here. I'm not buying it, but.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
I'll take.
No problem. I got the deal for you. No problem. I got you. I got you covered. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it two ways. Okay.
Oh my. Well.
Yeah.
I just wanted to stick talking about hurricanes today. I didn't want to get all off on a tangent of alien encounters and stuff. I wanted to talk about things like Operation Popeye, Project Storm Fury, Project Cirrus. I mean, I want to go. You know, I want to keep on topic. I want to keep weather modification.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Let's go back to what we were talking about. What they did was, okay, there's a concept in the literature called the thermocline, which basically, okay, you know, it's like they got these chemtrails and the rest of it all over the place. Okay, if we were the ones that were generating the heat, right, for the global warming, okay, and the heat should be coming from the top of the atmosphere, but the heat isn't coming from the top of the atmosphere. The heat is coming from within the Earth. That's why you got the volcanoes going off. Ooh. So.
Oh yeah, I know they just started about all these undersea volcanoes and all the energy, and they have no idea how many they really are. Well, that's what they
tell us,
anyways.
Let me explain to you how it works, because I really know. Really,
Okay. I'm listening.
Okay. So what happens is, when you're dealing with this stuff, right, well, within the first 6 months, the axis of the Earth, they told us, had changed. I think it was like something like 0.08 inches or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but it's changed. But they lied. They lied. They wouldn't lie to you. They wouldn't lie to me. But no, guess what? They lied. They didn't change the axis of the Earth. Too much mass. They changed the axis of the crust in relation to the Earth. So every time the world goes round, right, it's trying to move over 0.08 inches. So you're grinding against the whole inner surface of the crust with the mantle. Oh, that's a bad thing. I figured that out. So what's happening is, you're wondering why the volcanoes are going off, because you're grinding around the whole area of the whole thing.
And that's due to the dam, right, Richard? Is that because of the dam in China?
Because of the dam in China, yes. Within 6 months, you had a Chilean earthquake. I write about this whole damn thing. I map the whole sequence of events. And by the way, it's going to get worse, because what happens when you open a dam like this, and by the way, that thing has a cantilever that the water drops onto in the Three Gorges Dam. Okay, this thing had more earthquakes within the first couple of days than they had seen in something like 10,000 years. And it wasn't even warmed up, because guess what happens? The water acts as a lubricant in the rocks down below, and it takes 10 to 20 years to get fully saturated. I happen to do the research. I happen to know. So what happened was, they actually started peeling the records off the books in the neighboring communities, because the place was doing cha-cha-cha-cha. Then it went for the rumba, and it keeps on accelerating. Within 6 months, you had the Chilean earthquake. The whole axis of the planet shift, that fraction, all in one shot. It went ping! But here's the kicker. Now, everybody knows, okay, about, I'd say around the 90s, they were telling everybody there were too many people, and people were saying to the politicians, yeah, you've got to get rid of the people. They've got to get rid of the people. But nobody ever thinks, oh, yeah, they're talking about them. Well, they took them seriously. But they took that as a mandate. So the Satanists got a mandate. That's a beautiful thing for them. So what they did was they started implementing what they wanted to do. All right? And they've been lying to everybody else ever since. So what they did was they started building the system that was going to kill you. Now, every time this thing goes around, the center of the equator has, and this is all in the book, the center of the equator has a rotor, a small one. It's all made out of water. If I remember right, you can find it on Wikipedia or any of the other encyclopedias. It's not that big. It's only about 13.6 up tall. You can swim with this. You know, take a little swim on a Saturday afternoon. But guess what? It's a rotor. It's like a gyroscope. So if you every day you're kind of tapping it, sooner or later it's going to go sideways. Tink, tink, tink. And all of a sudden, it splits past, you're taking a bath, and it's all over the place. So some people will know what I'm talking about, but you know, like three standard deviations, north and south? So the only place that you're going to be really safe is about the top of the globe, about two and a half to five degrees. That's why they want to build up there. And by the way, the Chinese did an honorable thing. And first they stopped building about 3,000 feet, then they stopped building below 3,000 feet, then they stopped building below 3,500 feet, then they stopped building below 4,000 feet, and they keep on moving up. And guess what? Obama gave them the Switzerland of the United States, Idaho. Because and that's why the Chinese always owned the Tibetan Plateau and the rest of it that goes with it. And you've got that city in the middle of nowhere that nobody knows what the heck it is. Because they've been playing this game every so many thousand years. And by the way, the reason you got the chemtrails and the rest of it, it lowers the temperature about 28 degrees. In terms of your thermocline. Okay? And the little job that they put over in Hawaii, right? You're inverting the cold water and the soft, the hot water from the surface down below, so you have an insulative layer, so you're actually aiding in the volcanic activity because the heat is not escaping.
Yes, so you're building the pressure up.
Pardon?
You're building the pressure up.
Yeah, you're building the pressure up.
You're building the pressure up if it doesn't escape.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I said it backwards, but yes, you're right. That's what I meant. That's what I wrote anyways. But yes, pressure keeps building. And when you do this, what you're doing is you're actually doing it in the Atlantic, which is why you're seeing the stuff like these past couple of earthquakes. Look, I had to tell somebody. It's like I try to get into a number of the shows and the rest of it. It's like nobody wants to hear it. I write this crap. And it's killing people. It's going to kill everybody. That big rotor around the center, okay, they wanted to be able to kill 95% of the world. You're there. All's on their toes. They're happy as a clam. They're getting what they want. You like it? And by the way, you're killing off GMOs and all the rest of the stuff, which we're not going to go into tonight, but you get the idea. This is what I do. I'm very good at it.
Well, I want to keep on these hurricanes. These hurricanes. I want to stay on this topic, these hurricanes.
This is the fuel. Okay, let me make it clear to you as a bell. Let me bang it off the head, okay?
I know what the fuel is. The fuel is warm ocean water is a fuel for a hurricane.
Yeah, the ratio, 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit gives you a 10x in terms of your intensity of your storm. This is my work. This is what I do.
All right. Well, hold on a second, Richard. I'm gonna thank our sponsors. I do this at the top of the hour. I play a few ads. Thank our sponsors. I'm put you guys on hold, and the listeners will be back in a couple minutes. Want to start out with our good friends at Dabco Transportation.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before.
Hey folks, this is The Mouth, and if you need something moved, you need to go through Dabco Transportation. Family-owned and operated, Dabco Transportation specializes in pad wrap fixtures to retail stores throughout the country, as well as furniture transportation, pad trapped and box furniture from California to Arizona to all points east. Be it truckload, LTL, rollout, exclusive use, or expedited, Dabco is here to service their clients safely, efficiently, and quickly. So if you need something moved within the continental U.S., contact Dabco Transportation at 609-296-9121 or contact them directly at dabcotrans.com. That's dabcotrans.com.
But I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Who is getting your money? If you are being hijacked by corruption in your government, you will quickly realize that you are stuck with no way out. Find out how your life, family, and assets can be stolen from you while you are the one paying for it. Join me, Debbie Carroll, at the Fourth Branch, The Truth Emerges, on Blog Talk Radio, Thursday nights from 6 to 8 Pacific Time. We need everyone on board to understand what is happening and put a stop to this evil corruption.
This is indeed a disturbing universe.
Yes, all I'm offering is the truth.
on Unraveling the Matrix with me, your host, Austin Thomas. Yeah, we like to mess with the taboo stuff that you're not going to hear or see on the lamestream media. Now that you're awake, be aware. Be aware what's in play. CIA and Mossad banking, money laundering, and international organized crime joint venture. Imagine that.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Well, we know how these elections are all on the straight and narrow worldwide.
Unraveling the Matrix with Austin Thomas. Saturday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on Truth Emergence Radio Network.
I'm hoping that they're listening to us here on Truth Emerges Network.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work,
when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
You're listening to Guerrilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Join the second hour by calling 1-347-855-8301.
All right, everybody, back here. I'm going to bring back in our Richard Dunn. Called in today, and his buddy and my buddy Corby too. All right, guys, you're back and live. Sorry to cut you off on like that, Richard. I'm gonna let you go ahead and continue your rant now.
I wasn't trying to rant. It's just okay. What it is they're killing people. They know it. Okay, the FBI was told they wanted to put me on a plane. I was supposed to go down on a Monday morning, and I was supposed to meet with Obama. That's what they wanted to do. The White House said no. They knew everything about this. Look, they intend to use, okay, you're not going to use missiles the way you're thinking. What they intend to really do is they intend to most likely hit you with a series of earthquakes. Okay, nobody's looking for it, although they may hit you with the EMP because they want everybody to beg to be offed because they're starving to death. And that's the thing they love about the GMOs and the rest of it. The stuff we're talking about is to soften you up, okay? I started looking at this, and it's like how much do I want to give away? Because there's so much crap I write about, you'd be amazed. I'm very good at it. I think you can kind of tell a little bit.
Well, I've been at this crazy game for a long time myself. I mean, I'm fully aware of the GMOs and the ties to Monsanto and the government ties and the payoffs. I mean, every connection is its own rabbit hole. I mean,
I could probably tell you
stuff and blow your mind too. I mean, like 70% of the blue chip stocks of Wall Street are controlled by securities and stocks that the U.S. government incorporated themselves own. I mean, these cappers where they've got trillions of dollars stashed. I mean,
hey, look, can I tell you something? I got a friend of mine that's into it. That's all I can tell you, okay? I know about it, all right? I have contacts too, okay? Except they're trying to they're trying to tank the economy is what they're trying to do. And you want something, if we don't, all right, here's what it is. Okay, you brought all that stuff up. I'm not going to go into it because we got one topic tonight is what we're dealing with. All right?
Yeah, I want to stick with the hurricanes and the weather modification. That'll stick.
The new twist on the hurricanes is that for the first time they saw this past what's going on right now, they're seeing earthquake activity at the bottom of the ocean tied to the hurricanes, and they don't understand it. What I just did is I gave you the link. Look, let me explain to you. I predicted all of this shit. I'm sorry, I got to not say that on air, I'm sure. In my own air or on my own, computer air, whatever you call it.
No, you're on the air. Yeah. Well, yeah, I do a blog talk. You're live.
No, okay, but are we on computer air or are we on RF? Is what I was asking.
We're on computer air. We're on the computer. We'll be in the podcast archives.
Okay, fine. Okay, I didn't know. I'd like a copy. But anyways, getting back. What they're doing, okay, there was a couple months ago, there was a ship. All right? So you got to tie the earthquakes and the volcanoes, which, remember what I said before, heat is not, if we were the one that were making the problem, the heat would be coming from the surface going into the earth. The heat is coming from the earth going into the atmosphere. Okay? As to what they're doing with this particular aspect. At the same time, the atmosphere is heating, but it's beings that are doing. Okay, which I'll have to deal with another. Okay, I did a show, which the show disappeared. I never got a copy that went into a lot of what we're talking about. I don't know, back maybe about 8 years ago, 6, 8 years ago. Okay. On America Betrayed, the guy never gave me a copy of the show. I've had this happen a number of times. Pardon?
There'll be a link up about. Well, I'm going to go have dinner after the show, so it'll be a couple hours after the show. There'll be a link up. You just hit the link on my show promoted here on Facebook,
right.
And the podcast will be on there about 10 minutes after we wrap up.
If you want to give you a cut on the thing, if you want to punch the book, because I need a publisher is what I need. Because, anyways, whatever. We'll talk about that another time. That's between you and I. Anyways, what it is there was a ship. Somebody told me the name of the ship is the Nexus, but I don't know if it's disinformation. I haven't had time to check it. But there was a YouTube video where the ship was able to put up what is called a P wave, which is a pressure wave, right, and a surface wave that went across the United States. Okay. And basically,
right.
They could punch this thing was capable of throwing a wave that could, after you know, the fracking and the rest of it, that's going to promote liquefaction. You have to remember, most people don't really even think about this, but most places you have houses, when you build the house, you have to perk test. So you're not building on ledge, so you're not building on anything solid. So the thing of it is, what you're building on, you want it to absorb the water. Well, if it can absorb the water, that also means it can liquefy. And if it can liquefy in an earthquake situation, particularly after you're doing fracking and the rest of it, which I don't know if people know what a perk test is. A perk test, you drill a hole, you dig a hole. And you want to see,
you dig a hole, you check in the water table and drainage.
Right.
Basically.
But that means it's clay or whatever, which means the thing can liquefy, which if you're building on that, that's if you're facing earthquakes, you got a problem. So what it is people have to start looking at where they're building in terms of earthquakes for what's going on here. In other words, the soil you wanted yesterday may not be the soil you want today. And I come from New England. I happen to know because my parents have a house down in, the Cape. And they stopped insuring down there. Because they're looking at tsunamis coming through from that place over in Europe, Monster Out, or Africa, I forget which. Anyways, they know that they're going to lose sections of the, seafront on both coasts. But this has all been done intentionally. Okay, you have to understand. All right? This has been done intentionally. In other words, they want this. So if you think that, when they're not warning people as to what's going on, and I got a friend of mine who has disappeared, and she's got a little girl down in Texas. So I'm not happy with any of this at all because, I consider this murder. I mean, I want to put a label on this. This is murder. Let's call it what it is. This is murder. All right, you think these people are your friends that are these Pauls and the rest of it. They're not. They're people that are in there who couldn't get a job any other way, were in there because of their affiliations to certain societies, which we're not going to say they're secret or not. We're just going to say certain societies. Okay, I'm not going to go down the rat hole. Okay?
All right.
And they control the whole thing. Pretend that they're good people. But I would say if you can walk into a court, make a couple hand signals, and they're going to do whatever the hell you say because you own them because you made a couple of hand signals, I consider that theft. And anybody that can do that, basically what my opinion is, you have what I call a thieves' guild. I mean, let's not dress it up. And you wonder why these people, you put these people in charge and you think they're your friends. They're not your friends. And you think they're honorable men, and they pretend to be honorable men. They're not honorable men.
Well, I don't think any politician's honorable, and I don't believe in government.
Well, I have something, but we'll get into that as another time, as another conversation. But anyways, these are the people that are making these decisions, that are making these devices that are doing this damage. And let's face it, somebody in the U.S. Navy for that ship, right, that sent that pressure wave across, right, which registered, okay, somebody pulled, it was sitting office of Virginia, and somebody pulled the, I believe it was Virginia, somebody pulled the, what do you call it, earthquake device, the reader, I can't think of what you call it. Anyways, but it rattled through all the different states in sequence perfectly. So somebody knew what they were doing. So if you've got a device like that that can do something like that, someplace around, they're going to come up with a big brother, and you don't want to meet the big brother. Now, one of the things I found out, pardon?
Hold on, Richard. It's okay.
Good.
Everyone says follow the money. It's really not follow the money. It's follow who controls the money. Well, it's not even money that controls the digits that could. Controls the fractional reserve currency. I mean, you can
just
pretty much call this shit anything but money.
I'm just trying to deal with it. Look, I know about that, but I'm just trying to deal with the technology tonight, with what you're talking about, because I understand the technology very well. Now, one of the things I found out, okay, I was listening to the Muzzies. I call them other things, but that is one of my favorite things to call them. I call them much worse than that. And they were talking about their gods love the crystal caves. And I talk about this. I write about this. See, I'm giving you a book tonight. I don't know if you realize this. And I realized when I first heard it, I had that, oh, holy, you know, excrement moment. Because I realized something. That stuff goes down to the Moravec discontinuity, which is like the whole world is enclosed in a big crystal. Okay? When you're seeing those big crystal caves and all that, and everybody thinks they're cool and the rest of it, right? So I'm talking to this guy. This will get me in trouble. I'm feeling insane tonight. There's a guy up in Canada. Somebody introduced me to him. Oh, Jesus, do I really want to do this? This guy's trying to arrange... Pardon?
I said go ahead and do it, Richard. I'm behind you.
I don't think you're going to be able to cover me on this one.
I'm doing what I can, but
I got to tell you, this one's nasty. This is Danger Will Robinson. He has some knights, okay, in a little society. He doesn't like this country, and he's trying to arrange for the Indians up in Alberta and what do you call it? What's the other one? I think it's Alberta and BC, I think it is. Maybe a touch of Saskatchewan, too. But anyway, he's trying to arrange for the... Well, they never signed the treaties with the Russians. I mean, with the Canadians and the Crown. So they're still technically free. Okay, and he wants to come in there, and this would become a beachhead for coming here. Okay? Wonderful human being. He and I don't like each other at all. He wants to kill everything I love, and I don't like that. So we don't get along too good. Anyways, he likes big fur balls, Belgian tigers and stuff like that. Snow, what do you call it? Leopards, South American water leopards. They'll know who he is. And he's tied to a guy whose name sounds like Pootie. Got it? Anyways, agent kind of guy. I guess some people try to make his life miserable. Do bad things to his little body. But anyway, so he's there, and he and I talked to each other. We decided we didn't like each other very much. And he was able to identify the equipment you would put in the crystal caves to make an oscillation which would cause earthquakes to destroy the United States. You like it? I didn't like it. I didn't like him.
Right.
I have met interesting people. I have dealt with interesting people. I deal with, many times, I hate to tell you something, I literally deal with psychopaths. I'm not being funny. You see, I consider this guy a little unique. I don't want to go there. I won't say he's a psychopath. I'll let other people figure whatever that might mean. Anyways, and I didn't use his name. Okay? Lucky me. If I'm still alive. Anyway, I do things. I deal with unusual people. Anyways, why do you think once a week I used to go and have a drink until I got cancer? You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
You're going to have me drinking here in a minute.
You think I'm being funny? I'm playing the truth. Although I got cured of it completely, supposedly. God help me. Anyways, so this guy started giving me, I mentioned this to this person, and this guy started giving me a litany in terms of the different equipment. In other words, the SOB knew. And what cured me was the Muzzies were saying their gods loved crystal cages, and caves rather. And as soon as he said that, I said, oh, crap. Because the borderline between the two that you need to rupture to get the magma to come on through, there you go, Pilgrim, or close enough for government work. Remember, close enough for government work. You don't have to hit it exactly. You see the problem. It's not pretty, is it? So these guys have got this thing wired down in multiple ways. They're not, you know, they're hitting everything they can as best they can. In other words, they mean business. And what it is they want the United States out of the way. And the actually, I believe, North and South America, and I figured out why. Okay. Okay, Queenie and the crew declare, and this is in the book too, I'm giving you so much from the book. Queenie and the crew declare that they don't like the Americans because, okay, they made us sovereign. The American Indians, in most places, never, what do you call it? They never came under their auspices, so they were considered sovereign. Between the rest of the world, they claim their rights to rule based on three things. The Anunnaki, in other words, they're claiming heritage from the reptilians of Draco. The, what do you call it? Irish queen going back about 9,000 years ago, and the Genghis Khan, which Genghis Khan never made it to the Americas. So the thing is, because they never came in control of this and they gave us the right to be sovereign, technically, if they want to have sovereignty between the papacy and themselves, which are the two greatest slavers in the world, if they want to have sovereignty of the whole thing, they have to wipe out the Americas, which is why we are on the menu. Because they want it all, and they don't want anybody to argue over it. You see the point?
Molin Lob.
Pardon?
That's the gun owners say Molin Lob. It means come and take my guns if you want them.
It won't do you any good. I got better stuff than that. If I can get the money to build some shit, but that's another thing. I build. You can laugh.
Come take
but
them. Come take them.
Pardon?
So come take them if you think you can.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Guns aren't the problem. It's the other stuff that they got. But the thing is, all things are subject to change. I just need a couple of marbles to throw in the till. But anyways, this is some of what I do, if it makes any sense to you. I do. I have a different point of view.
The major problem, hold on a second. The major problem is they have the compliance and conformity of the people. The people are all just hoodwinked into this, into into this belief of government, you know, that these people are actually looking out for their better interests.
I want to tell you something about that. All of their people that they have on their side of the situation, right, they have a word for what it is that you're talking about. And it's interesting you use the verbiage that you use. Because the word, if you talk to them, the word that they use is compliance. In other words, okay, Trump is there because he is compliant. He's not a leader. If he was a leader, he would not be there. He's being told what to do, including career and everything else. In other words, you are watching a charade. Seriously, you're watching a charade. The whole thing is a scam.
Well, I've been saying that for years. I mean, I'm just shocked that Hitler, he just had too much baggage, and I think she's too sick to be their little puppet. I think that was all worked out at the Bilderberg meeting when her and Obama were there 8 years ago. Nine years ago, how they laid this out.
Yeah, but, there's
no question. I mean,
not how you.
I've been called a tinfoil crackpot for the last 11 years. I've been calling it the shadow government, banking cabal. I mean, you know, but these puppets are not calling the shots. They're just puppets.
I understand all of that, Austin. Okay. You really want to know, I know how it works. And I know how to beat it. Okay, we didn't get into what the, the name of the book was. And the book kind of tells you what it is. Okay, and I got to drag it up. Aha, silly me. Okay, what happened was, it's called Demand for Earth in Adjudication. All right, you don't want to deal with the alien thing, but it has everything to do with the alien thing. Because they're the ones that control the whole mess in this world. And I can't go there tonight, because I probably figure we're out of time and we're going to be. But that's what it is. You have to deal with it. All right, I can prove you have aliens in this world right now. Matter of fact, they actually self-identify if you really look, if you know what I'm talking about. They actually literally self-identify. Interesting? If you go to dragoncourt.net, which will probably take it down after this, you will find that they actually are telling you that they're not from here. And that's by Buckingham Palace, the Queen of England, runs that thing. And they're telling you that they're not from here. And they answered off-world. And what they're saying is they created mankind about 12,000 years ago, 6 to 12,000 years, depending on who you listen to. But the reality is, they're claiming that they were there about 435,000, actually, they come in around 450,000 years ago. They start talking about humanity about 144,000 years later, depending on who you talk to. But the thing is, they actually tell you where they created man. But the man that they're talking about is not us, if you're, they're actually talking about the Jews, if I'm right. And I'm not being funny, because they tie the whole thing to Samaria. Kind of crazy. Pardon?
So, well.
I'm not being funny.
I don't know. Those are some big brush strokes. Just want to kind of keep it towards the weather modification and the actual
problem. You guys want to go into the other stuff, but it's like, you know, every once in a while it's like, okay, fine, you keep going there, but I'm keep trying to drag you back. Now it's my turn. But anyways, what they're going to do is they're going to hit you with all of this stuff. That's why they're not, although they'll probably hit you with the EMP if it's allowed. The way out of this whole thing is to be able to, is to answer their right of ownership is where I'm going, which we're not going to do that tonight because that goes into the stuff we were just talking about. And that's one of the things I do in the book. I answer their, in other words, I attack their right to own us. But anyways, moving along. I don't know, any questions for me? Whatever you want. I hope it made some sense.
Do you have any direct questions, Austin, about the weather modification or the HARP or any of that stuff to keep it on topic? Because, of course, he got his information through delving through these other subjects, and he came, this is part of what he dug up.
Right.
Oh,
I know a little bit about weather modification, the history of it, HARP, ripping holes in the ionosphere, and I mean that's never a good thing.
Well, okay, you know about the LAPTEV-C?
They use lasers now. They're past microwaving the ionosphere. They're way past that. They're using lasers now.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something. Do you know about the LAPTEV-C?
Do I know about the what?
LAPTEV-C. My pronunciation may be incorrect.
LAPTEV-C. No, I'm not familiar with that. Share that information with me.
Okay, the LAPTEV-C. All right. The shallowest continental shelf in the whole world is off the coast of Siberia. Okay? And, all right, a friend of mine was looking at a image on there, a heat image off this coast, which this thing extends about 100 some odd miles into the, the Arctic Ocean. And the depth of it on average is about 328 feet. Okay. And it's got about three times the amount of methane required to smoke the atmosphere. Methane combusts at approximately 6% of atmospheric content. Every time they do one of these things, it's actually literally chewing on the atmosphere. It's ripping it apart. Seriously ripping it apart. Okay? And I go into this as to why they're doing this. Okay? I used to know a woman that was down in the Four Points area, which they've had that thing down there, which NASA's been monitoring, that's basically a huge structure of methane that's going all the way to the top of the atmosphere, which this is 86 times more potent than CO2. In other words, this is a shell game they're playing with you. The one they don't want you to watch.
Oh, yeah, see it. The CO2 scare is nonsense. I mean, that's such a minute amount. Just, what mankind emits into the atmosphere is within the parameters of what nature does. And CO2 is a big farce. You are correct. The problem. They made this CO2 so they can tax and control the people. I understand that. It's Agenda 21. That's pretty much well laid out. But what's really going on here is this is a diversion. I mean, actually, like you're saying, methane is 86 more times powerful a trapping gas, I guess you would say. But what no one talks about is water vapor. Water vapor is the main – water vapor and the sun are the two major drivers in climate change. And they're talking about, this carbon emissions and putting plastic bags on top of cows to collect their farts and all this nonsense. We all understand the shell game there and the CO2. I go through this debate with people in these climate change groups all the time, but they call me a denier.
Oh, they're full of beans. Let me tell you something. Okay, let me tell you what the prize is. In another time, I'll tie it all together for you. The prize is no oxygen. Okay, let me point a couple of things out to you. Because like I told you, I really know. Okay, the Queen of England has a show over in England called Horizons, which is like our Discovery. And what they've done is with the Chronothorn starship, starfish, it loves petrochemical fertilizers, and it's like an aphrodisiac. Also, it's a little Chronothorn stars. It's Chronothorn starship. Yeah, star. I'm sorry. Starfish babies all over the place. Well, they knew this. They actually had little programs to make robots to go out and kill them. But they kept feeding them the fertilizer off the land, which got into the water, and now the Great Barrier Reef is now officially dead. This is important because 1/3 of your oxygen supply is now gone. Cool. I don't think so. Okay, so you got 1/3 down. Obama comes along, tells them to leave the good stuff in over at the island there with the nuclear reactors, Fukushima. I say it a little bit different, but it's on the air, so I can't say it the way I say it, because he's really telling you to do something to yourself. Anyways, so, okay, that's beautiful. So technically, you're down another 1/3 of your oxygen supply. Beautiful. Cool. So you're down 2/3. Okay, so the Chinese are buying up South America, and they're killing off the forests. Now, there's your last 1/3. That's a beautiful thing. So at the end of this, you're not going to have any oxygen. So what are you going to do? Well, we got a plan. And the plan is we're going to do something wonderful. We're going to save you after we killed off everything around you. You know what we're going to do? We're going to sacrifice your ocean. We now have cracking capability. You know all the, stuff that they're throwing out all over the place? The chemtrails? A lot of it has magnesium, right? Alumina, particularly alumina. Got to have alumina. Well, the cracking chemicals that they've selected love alumina. Yum. And what is cracking? Cracking is when you use an accelerant. It doesn't actually change the chemical composition, but it gets the chemical reaction that you want. You know what I'm thinking of? I can't think of it. Hello? Austin?
I'm having a brain freeze right now.
I'm having a brain freeze, too. What do you call it when you know what I'm talking about? It's not an accelerant. It doesn't change the chemical structure.
Is it chelating agent?
No, it's not a chelating agent. You know what I'm talking about, though, right? It'll crack the oxygen from the hydrogen, and of course the hydrogen goes to the top of the atmosphere, right? Because it's hydrogen. Okay. And the oxygen floats around for a while, and you get to breathe. Well, it turns out the graphene with this stuff acts as this agent. Oh, I can't believe I can't think of it. Anyways, it acts as this agent, and it cracks the water. So you end up, if you do this long enough, because you're going to want to keep breathing, so you're going to keep cracking more water until there's no water left. And what's coming in with the CMEs, you see what's going on? Okay, you're going to have more and more problem. They've been using that to shield you from the heat from the from what's coming in on the CMEs and the rest of it, and the cosmic rays, because they're increasing. All right? So you're going to end up looking like Mars. Okay? Because you're not going to have the oxygen supply, and you're going to want to keep breathing, so you're going to have to sacrifice the ocean for you to keep breathing. And they're killing the ocean anyway, so there's nothing going to be left in it.
Well,
this
weather warfare, this weather modification, I mean, this goes back, William S. Cohen, he was U.S. Defense Secretary for, DOD news briefing back in 1997. Right. He laid it out. He said others are engaging even
in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. Good old government and good old Department of Defense, they're looking out for my welfare. I feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And that's from April of 1997. We're talking 20 years ago.
I understand. Have you ever read the book Unrestricted Warfare?
Never read that book.
Catchy little title. It was published in two places. By a couple of colonels that made major, I believe it was. One of the places was in Panama, don't ask me why. The other place was a small little town that nobody's ever heard of called Peking. Now called Beijing, but I prefer Peking because, well, I like to... It drives them nuts. They don't. I like things that they don't like. Anyways, so Peking. Anyways, okay. What they did was they laid the whole damn thing out as to what they were going to do, but they were laying it out as if it would be done by a third party that wouldn't be tied to a company a government. But the funny thing is, they actually go so far as they name some of their operatives in there. You know, like Bin Laden. It's a very interesting book. Catchy.
Mm.
And they also tell you something else that I find fascinating. They don't find the necessity of declaring war or letting an enemy know if they happen to be a capitalist or imperial power. We don't know any of those, do we? Look, you're laughing at me. Did I say something funny? I'm teasing you. Right? Know any of those? Yeah, really.
Yeah, I know a few.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so it's like, you know, I think that's a beautiful thing, right? So they're telling you what it is that they won't do, and I got to tell you, the stuff that I'm talking about, let's just say I was targeted by one of their operatives, okay? You like it? People can't understand why I'm walking around.
Okay.
I'm serious. I'm not joking.
I said okay.
The FBI doesn't even... Although after this, they may not like me anymore. I'm a bad man, maybe. I don't know. Because I don't think they operate for us, I'll tell you that. Sid may be calling me. Sid may be visiting me again. Mm-hmm. Lucky me. Hi, Sid. Love you, guy. They'll do anything for a paycheck. They don't give a shit about you or I. Test me on this one. And I'll probably hear about that. No good deed goes unrewarded. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. Richard, what do you know about Operation Space Fence? This is supposedly an Air Force space surveillance system. I've heard whispers that it's kind of slid in, that and the lasers, and took the place of HARP.
HARP, look, I'm going to tell you something. HARP is used, okay, let's touch HARP, because I didn't touch HARP. And then we'll go on to the other thing you were talking about. Okay, HARP was, okay, the reason I detected what was going on over the Laptev Sea, talking to a friend of mine that was into radar and the rest of it, which was top-end guy, well, I shouldn't go there. Anyways, okay, what happened was, he happened to see an infrared picture of the area over the Laptev Sea and around it, right? And it had an hourglass over it in infrared, okay? And he told me about it, and I had the old crap moment. Because anytime you see, okay, you know what a dipole looks like in terms of antenna engineering? What I just said. Okay, so to see something like that in infrared, somebody's got the microwaves, and they're burning. So what it is these guys, okay, you're wondering why the polar areas are melting. Well, they're being fried. In other words, this is intentional, too. In other words, the whole thing is synthetic. They're lying. Okay, that's what they do. Look, these guys, you have to understand, you don't want to touch the alien thing, but some of these things are actually living here. And the thing is, These idiots worship these things, and they're answering to them. They're put in these positions because of this. They're not there to help you. They're there to help these things that they worship. You see the problem? They're serious. They're out of their minds. And they're also programmed. These guys are abused from the time they're about 4 years old. To get the money through in their household, they have to subject their children to all sorts of ritual abuse. Seriously.
Well, I've delved into that too about this pedophilia and this ritual abuse and this weird sick shit that's going on. I mean, there definitely is. A lot of this goes back to England and the Queen and the family, the first family, I guess.
Look, okay, it goes back further than that. Look, this stuff came from some other place, okay? You don't want to recognize it. But I'm going to tell you, one thing I will tell you, look in the Quran. They tell you he is the Lord, Allah is the Lord of the star system Sirius. Do not take my word for it. The Muslim Brotherhood came up with a sheet, right, as to how they were going to destroy the United States. You can find it on the net. They call him the Lord of the two worlds. I looked it up. Okay, they talk. I'm not biblical, but I will tell you this. Okay, Obama's Kenyan people speak a Nilotic language, meaning Nile. All right, the Bible, which I'm not a fan of, because I think it's predictive programming, okay, quite honest with you. Okay, they tell you Magog, Gog and Magog. You want to know where Gog and Magog are? I know where they are. They tell you that they're going to destroy the world. They're right. Do you know where they are? I know where they are. Absolutely guaranteed.
Well, that's all spelled out in Revelations in there. I mean,
I
Revelations 3:9, the synagogue of Satan, those that call themselves Jews but are not. I mean,
right.
There's a lot of biblical references too, and I mean, sometimes I think they're using Revelations and the Bible as a playbook.
It is,
but
can I tell you physically where they are? Physically where they are, where you can see their countenances. There's two places, physically. Bet you never heard that one before.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of into the electron. I'm into electric plasma universe and multiverses. So, I mean, my belief in physics is pretty, dimensions and alternate realities is definitely way out there.
It depends on what you know in terms of antenna engineering and the rest of the stuff. But anyways, okay, I'm talking about physically. In other words, I'm knocking on a door. Go out, reach out and touch it. I'm not talking about physics. I'm talking about I just punched the door. Physics. Not physics. Physically. They're the guardians.
Well, what you punched is a bunch of waves. I mean, what you punched pretty much is 99.9999% nothing.
Let's wrap it up. On this one. Physically, they are the statuary that sits out in they are the guardians of the square mile owned by Rothschild of the city of London, which has the temples and the inns, which are the corporate
bases. I know
about
the city of London. That's
the financial arm
of it.
It's right. At the gate.
Yeah, I'm well aware of what's going on there.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is there's two statues. They're telling you who they are at the gates of the city where they have the statues of those entities going from way back. They're also in the Hall of Trades. I happen to know this. I did the research. I know this. You can find this. So it is the English. It is the London. And they have no right to be the queen or of anything or royalty at all. And I know why. They're nobody. They're not sovereign. They can't be. That's another night. This is what I do.
I hear you. What I need you to call in my show on Saturdays. It's Unraveling the Matrix. And I just friend requested you. I'm going to wrap this up a little bit early tonight.
Problem.
I got something I gotta go do. But I want to thank you for calling Richard Dunn. Thanks you too, Corby. Thanks
Could
to
I
my good them? Friend Brandon Pettit for calling in and Judson. And I'm going to give you a couple minutes to wrap it up.
My turn or not?
I'm going to give you a couple
Hello?
Minutes to wrap it up.
Hey, what
ahead,
was,
yeah, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to wrap it up.
Who do you want to go first?
It's all yours.
Okay. If you want to see more of what this is about, and I'll put something up there on the book, okay? I'm not asking a lot of money for it, so I'm figuring around 10 bucks. Anyways, plus freight. Anyways, it goes into a lot. Okay, you want to go look at interconnectednessofallthings.com. It's got a number of memes. If you'd pass them around, I'd appreciate it, because people have to know this. This will get us killed. And I'm hoping if enough people get in there, subscribe to the newsletter, whatever you want to do, I don't know. We don't really send one out. But the thing is, sooner or later, we'll probably do something. But the thing is, it's got to end. Because where they're taking you, you cannot go. Okay? The kids will not survive this. I mean, they want it all, and they do not want it for us. And quite frankly, if you ever deal with them, they're out of their cotton-picking minds. And that's the best thing you can say over it. And you want it, a lot of these people, they are psychopaths. Don't ever think just because they're smiling at you and they're telling you it's going to be okay. I'm going to tell you right now, the psychopath, when he's telling you it's going to be okay, and most of them are, they're talking about it's going to be okay for them, not for you. And that's the difference. You believe them, you're walking in a fool's errand. I mean, seriously. They will take you apart, they won't think a thing about it, and they will throw you into FEMA. It's like everybody loved George Bush. Guess what? George Bush went out and bought the guillotines. Obama, every one of them did, and they also bought the bullets to take everybody apart. Right? So if you think that they're in love with you, they could care less about you. I'm sorry, but it's true. Okay, and I'm sure other people want to talk after me, so I'm going to shut up. But I'm going to tell you something. Do not think.
All right, on that positive note about our megalomaniacs and government and the shadow government, the banking cabal, and whatever they want to call it, the deep state now, I'm going to wrap
right.
up the show. Thanks, Corby. Thanks, Richard. Thanks to Judson. Thanks to Brandon earlier. We'll see you guys tomorrow is tomorrow's Thursday is the fourth branch. Debbie Carroll, come join us here same time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We appreciate you guys here at Truth Emerges Radio. This is Austin Thomas. I'm signing off, putting another one in the can, Gorilla Radio, the Hurricane's Frenzy. Peace. I'm out.
Later.
Peace, man. Corby, give me a call.